Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health. This Thursday's Thanksgiving, a time of celebration, love, and lots of food. And more food and more food. Now, I love food, and joining me today to talk about healthy holiday cooking are two of my favorite women, Devon Alexander and Helen Phillips. Devon is a New York Times bestselling author, professional chef, and TV host. Devon has been called the kitchen magician, America's coolest food chef, due to her amazing ability to make over the most decadent food. Devon is the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Biggest Loser Cookbook, The Biggest Loser Family Cookbook, Fast Food Fix, and The Most Decadent Diet Ever. Helen Phillips is the winner of last season's The Biggest Loser. Helen is an inspiration to millions and continues to spread the message of health nationwide. Devon and Helen, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you.
It is so wonderful to have you both here. Now, before we start, if we could each just share a quick memory of Thanksgiving growing up. Devon, if I can start with you.
Oh, boy. Well, most people know that I weighed 55 pounds more as a kid, and I often attribute at least part of that to the fact that I'm Italian, and before the entire Thanksgiving meal, we used to have the entire Italian meal, which included homemade lasagna.
Oh, wow.
So Thanksgiving was always a very, very big day, to say the least.
And Helen, what about you?
Well, you know, I as well. For us, I was also, the culture played a big role for me. We were Polish, so we had ham and kielbasa and pierogies, and I think our dessert table was actually bigger than the dinner table itself, because it was the after eating the big meal, too, was a big part of it, where we would just sit and dine on desserts and have platefuls of cheesecake and all kinds of pies and things like that.
Oh, wow. Now, in the last segment, I was speaking with the wonderful nutritionist Cynthia Sass, and also Allie Vincent was on, and they were talking about some of their holiday memories. And I had mentioned that my mother was never big on cooking, so we used to go to a restaurant, and this is real, called the Royal Fork. And it was an all-you-can-eat restaurant, and it was great because I would eat all the things that my mom wouldn't let me eat because she was really health conscious. Now, as an adult, I've been health conscious since my teens, and obviously you two have both made huge changes in your life. So, Devon, I'm wondering how the holidays and Thanksgiving in particular have changed for you, you know, with all of the knowledge you have and everything that you do and your amazing recipes.
You know, I focus on cutting where I can, as I do in all my recipes. So I think it surprises people often. I'm like, you have to put butter on the turkey. You just do, meaning like when you're cooking it, to cook it well.
Mm-hmm.
But then with the other things like pumpkin pie, I make an amazing pumpkin pie. And my stuffing, I put lots of extra lean sausage in it, which, believe it or not, I do to add protein to the stuffing, so I don't eat so many heavy carbs, because you get lean protein that way. So
okay.
I have a lot of tricks like that that make me feel like I'm really indulging, but I'm not.
Well, that's the gift of your work. I mean, all of your books are so wonderful, and you do feel like you're indulging. And Helen, what about you? You know, you've made such huge changes in your life on The Biggest Loser and off The Biggest Loser, and you continue to maintain your weight loss and your healthy lifestyle. Can you give us some of the things that you like to eat on Thanksgiving and how they've changed?
Well, actually, this will be my first Thanksgiving at home, so really paid a lot of attention, to what will be happening for us this Thanksgiving as a family as a whole, and what I'll bring to the table. So what I'm basically doing is I'm cooking a turkey breast on its own, and I'm going to steam it like in a bag, but I'm also going to really season it up with a lot of herbs and different types of orange slices and things like that.
That
I'm going to give.
Nice.
I'm actually going to experiment on my family. I don't know if that's a good thing, but you know, we'll see by the look on their faces. But I also will stay with the pumpkin pie, and instead of putting like the whipped creams and things like that and ice creams that we used to eat, I'll substitute, and I'm going to bring soft serve, sugar-free, fat-free vanilla yogurt instead to have as an option. I'm also going to bring a lot of steamed vegetables to the table, and instead of doing a mashed potatoes and gravy, which I know is tradition, I know it is, but you know, maybe leaving out some of the butter and the creams out of the mashed potatoes, but I'm also going to whip up the sweet potatoes as a substitute for the mash.
Ooh, that
sounds
really good.
Yeah, it'll still be a Thanksgiving, you know, smorgasbord of wonderful foods, just a little bit healthier.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Now, I'd also recommend if you do need any recipes, obviously, you know, Devin is the gal. Devin, you're amazing. If you can give us some tips on even some of the things that Helen talked about, that if people want to steam their food, you know, what kind of extra spices, or, you know, where you think maybe there should be a little butter, like you mentioned previously.
Well, as I said, I mean, I feel like the turkey is the main event, and which is why I do that, because it really isn't that harmful when you, I mean, not to counter what Helen said, because that's a whole other approach. I've always been lacking in willpower, as people know, and, you know, sometimes, like, particularly on holidays, you know, I don't go around making, you know, actually, I only put butter on turkey and lobster. But, as I said, with things like stuffing, you know, use whole grain bread. Now, make sure it's not a, well, I shouldn't say whole grain, probably whole wheat.
Okay.
You just want to make sure, you know, you're adding fiber to your diet, so you're getting extra full, but you don't want it to be gritty.
Yes.
And then, like, whipping up the sweet potatoes is a great idea. I think putting a little bit of butter, and then I actually am working with a restaurant right now, a chain restaurant out in L.A.,
oh, cool.
And I made a sweet potato casserole. And I used, instead of, like, the globs and globs of butter in it, I used some chicken broth. Because, really, you just want to create a syrup with the brown sugar that needs to go in there and that sort of thing. So, really, you don't taste the butter by the time you put all those great spices in it.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's a lot of things like that that I feel like you can really get the exact real flavor of the traditional versions. Again, especially on a holiday when, you know, you don't want people walking away from the table feeling like they had a diet meal.
Exactly.
But then again, you know, it is, I'm like a little bit blessed because I know how to do the tricks.
I know, I was going to say, well, that's why I wanted you to come on today, because you can help everybody else. Now, what about, you know, a lot of people are really into that green bean casserole. We talked about that a little bit in the previous segment with Cynthia and Allie. And I've never been into it because I'm not a big cream person. But, you know, Devin, do you have any substitute suggestions for that? Or should that just stay the way it is and just take a little?
No, that should definitely not stay the way it is.
I knew you would say that. I just had to see.
No. I mean, for me, it's funny. I've never been. This is one of the other reasons I'm like, if I can lose weight, anyone can. I've never been a big vegetable person. I mean, I know you have to train yourself to eat some, but I've never managed to train myself to eat green beans.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to me, like, the indulgence goes in the indulgent food. Like, you indulge in dessert, you don't indulge in vegetables.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you just happen to be someone who loves green beans so much, I guess there might be a place for that. Honestly, that is one of the few things that I've never made over.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I would, you know, those crispy onions are deadly.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I would be crisping them in another way, likely, you know, certainly not buying canned ones, likely, you know, taking onions and crisping them in my oven with a little bit of olive oil on them instead of deep frying. And then I would also, you know, the cream sauce, there's no reason for cream sauces, like full cream sauces.
Mm-hmm.
You can duplicate them in so many other ways. And honestly, if I knew exactly what was in that, I could tell you. But it's, you know, with my mac and cheese and things, I make a sauce of, you start with skim milk and flour, believe it or not, and it thickens it. And then in the case of mac and cheese, it, like, the cheese is so gooey that really gives you all the flavor. And people always think there's butter in it when there's not.
Oh, cool.
But so the green bean casserole, I'm not sure what the other flavors are, so it's hard to tell you.
No, I don't really know either. You know, we had just been talking about it. Helen, is that something that used to be in your family? Or?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely. And I think everybody brought a different version of it and added a little bit more fat. And, you know, and I came up with a little bit of a different recipe for it, as a matter of fact. Instead of using the cream and the cream of, like, mushroom soup is what I think they normally
goes in it. Yeah, that sounds
familiar. Isn't that it, Devin? I think it's cream of mushroom.
I think, but you might be right.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, and I think that right now what I do is I steam the green beans, or I do boil them sometimes to get them nice and soft, but I steam them mostly, and then what I do is I take the whole wheat breadcrumbs, they're panko breadcrumbs,
oh,
and I
really
take
good.
A little bit of olive oil, and I kind of, like, put it in a pan, and I crisp the panko whole wheat breadcrumbs with the olive oil, and then I just toss it into the already cooked green beans. So it feels like you're still eating like a casserole type of a, you know, green bean casserole, but mm-hmm. you don't have those deadly onions like Devin said, because they certainly are, and that creamy mushroom type of a soup, that cream with all the fat in it. And it really, you know, it's just a little bit of a substitution, but it just also feels like you're eating somewhat of the same. And then another thing I love is the spaghetti squash and the different squashes. I think a lot of people forget about that during the Thanksgiving holiday. You can bring different types of squashes to the table, and I had no clue what these squashes were until I got on the ranch. And, you know, and I started like experimenting with these things, and they really are tasty and they're good, and it's just a nice substitution for people that are really going to be watching it. So I say put, you know, like, of course, Thanksgiving is about tradition and family and everything, but for me, I really, really want to keep this lifestyle, and I have to watch it every minute. I'm so afraid of slipping backwards. Yeah. So it's like when I bring my own foods and I know what I've prepared and put in them, it's easier for me to sit down and say, okay, well, if there's nothing else offered, or, you know, you're invited to a get, you know, somebody's home for Thanksgiving, you've brought dishes that you can actually eat on your own, and you feel, you don't have that guilt feeling, because I don't want to feel guilty anymore, you know?
No, exactly. Guilt, forget the guilt. You know, it's funny because, you know, Helen, when you were talking about the green beans with the panko, I was thinking about what Devin said about the, you know, mixing the skim milk with the flour.
Yeah.
I bet that if you mixed all that together, Devin, what do you think? I bet that would taste pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely need to add seasoning to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because those things are very plain by themselves, obviously. Like skim milk and flour isn't going to be amazing. But if you, or, you know, if you did that with part cream of mushroom soup, if that's what that is, or, you know, Parmesan cheese maybe would be delicious in that, in Helen's idea. You know, just put a little bit of
That is good.
But I love Helen's idea. That's so great to put crispy panko. Like, that's exactly how people need to be thinking. It's like, you get that. I mean, what is it about those dishes? And that's exactly how I create my recipes. Like, why, you know, you sit with yourself and you go, why do I love this dish? Is it the crispy onions on top? Is it the creaminess? Is it, so for Helen, if it's, you know, the crispiness, and that's what makes it feel special, that's awesome.
Yeah, I didn't even know that they had whole wheat panko breadcrumbs. So that's really good to know.
Yeah, we used them on the ranch all the time. And when I discovered them, I'm like, why didn't I ever know about these before? So it opened up a whole new world.
Yeah,
they definitely have emerged a lot more in recent years. Like panko in general, I think can almost be credited to the Food Network that Americans know about them because they are a Japanese breadcrumb. In recent years, that's sort of where they came out. And now because people are, you know, once we start eating the white, then we get the wheat option.
That's good. Right. Now, what about the squashes, Devin? Do you have any recipes? Have you used squash before?
You know, I do a lot of stuffing the squash. So you get tiny little squash and you put a little bit of stuffing in them. And then you bake them like that, whatever your favorite stuffing is. Because, again, it's like this decadent way to get a vegetable and to eat really healthy. And if you just, I mean, you can use just a little bit of light butter and a little bit of maple syrup, brush it over it, and you can either just roast them or you can put the stuffing in them.
Now, Devin, I wanted to actually, and Helen, I wanted to mention that, Devin, in your books, you have some great recipes for leftovers. In your Biggest Loser Family Cookbook, you have a turkey and Swiss sandwich with sweet mustard. And in your Most Decadent Diet Ever Cookbook, you have a recipe for a turkey sandwich with cranberry aioli. Did I say that right? Aioli? Woo! So I want to encourage everyone to get your books because, you know, there's always leftovers. And it's nice to have healthy options that are delicious to make with the leftovers.
Well, and actually in the Most Decadent Diet, there is a stuffing called Good Enough for Thanksgiving stuffing.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, there's actually a whole pretty much Thanksgiving meal in that book. There's pumpkin pie bars.
Oh,
there's that stuffing recipe that I actually created for the one of the producers of Seinfeld way, way early.
Cool.
And then I took that recipe and put it in the acorn squash. And there's a Madeira wine gravy in that book that can go with turkey that has way less butter and it's way healthier than your traditional gravy if you are a gravy person. And then there's also a roasted turkey breast that's similar to, it doesn't have the seasoning that Helen was talking about, but it has sage, and it's, you know, a great substitute if you just don't even want the dark meat in your house. It's a great substitute to a really healthy Thanksgiving.
Oh, sounds great. You know, I wish you gals lived next door. I would be over because I'm not, I've never been a Thanksgiving cook type of person. So, Devin, I'm so glad I have your books because they're gonna really help me out this year. And I want to thank you both so much for coming on today. This was really fun. I'd love for you both to come on together again and we can have wonderful conversations. Now, Devin, if you can tell people how to reach you and your books are everywhere, which is great.
Books are everywhere, and it's Devin, D-E-V-I-N, Alexander.com. I'm Chef Devin on Twitter. You can Facebook me at Devin Alexander and MySpace and all that.
All right, Devin, this has been awesome. And Helen, how about you? Where can people find you?
Actually, you can Facebook me as well at Helen Phillips at Facebook, and then my website will be up very shortly just before Christmas, and it's HelenPhillipsWinner.com.
Oh, I am so glad. Well, I want to thank you both, and have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa. Okay, take care, gals. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, join us Thursday, Thanksgiving morning, while you're getting ready for the big day. Joining us from 9:30 to 10 will be Paul J. Giordano, the founder of Giordano Holistic Wellness, and he'll be talking about the Defeat Autism Now's DAN protocol, dietary interventions, and biomedical treatments. And joining us from 10 to 10:30 is Dr. Natasha Turner, a naturopathic doctor and author of the national best-selling book, The Hormone Diet. Everyone have a great week and keep being healthy. Bye-bye.